This evening, I'd like to offer a guided meditation on the four elements. In the Satipatthana Sutta, which I've mentioned so many times, there is a section in the in mindfulness of the body, which is the first section of the discourse on the five elements, and the teaching is quite simple. The Buddha says, in regarding the body, in whatever position it may be, we can look at the body and say, or be aware of the body and say, you know, here is the presence of the earth element, the presence of the water element, the presence of the fire element, and the presence of the air element. And he said, and we should practice this being aware of these elements both internally and externally. So that's what we're going to do. The elements are, it's to be, well, the way I usually practice and share it is to be aware not only of the elements as, you know, for example, in the earth element, the minerals of the in the body that compose the skeleton and so on, internally and externally, but also what is pointed out in the discourse is these the qualities of the of each of the elements. So that's what we'll be exploring as we go through the guided meditation. So, well, I noticed that last night when Bibiana invited you to lie down, that was very popular. So please, if you'd like to lie down, please feel comfortable to do that. Get be comfortable. So, whatever posture you are in, please be at ease, be comfortable, feel the support of the earth beneath you. And relax into that support. Let the earth, the form of the earth, the solidity of the earth hold the form of the body. And those are the qualities, some of the qualities of the earth element. Hardness, resistance, stiffness, form. And so let's begin by feeling in the body those places where you can be aware of the, first of all, the skeletal framework of the body. And you're sitting in a chair, you might feel your heel bone, you might feel a sits bone in the area of the buttocks, pressing against the chair. We can feel our teeth. We can be aware of the skull and just aware of the shape, how the skeletal framework gives the shape to the body. That if the skeleton were not there, the body would just be, well, a heap. So this is a presence that we can feel of the earth element in the body. And also the form of the body shaped by the muscles. You know, all of the parts of the body have more than one element present within them. They have actually all four elements probably present within every part of the body. So in the muscles, there's also water. But considering now just the shape of the body formed by the muscular system that attaches to the skeleton. And aware that those minerals that are in the skeleton, in the muscles, are the same as minerals that are found in seashells, that are found in the earth. These minerals are, as I mentioned in the talk earlier today, these minerals come from through space and time, from stars that are exploding and scattering their elements. And so this body is composed of elements that can be found internally and externally. So let's just spend a couple of minutes just feeling into the body, feeling through the body, and feeling beneath the body. Noticing the presence of the earth element. The earth element internally and externally. Hardness, resistance, form, shape, solidity. And aware that these elements cycle through the body, replenished from the earth through the food that we eat, which comes from the earth, minerals, trace metals, all of these are replenished in the body from the earth. And bringing to mind all of the many forms, life forms around us, which also share this earth element. Not only the animals, but also the trees, the rocks, the shrubs, the flowers. Contemplating earth element in the body and earth element external to the body. Seeing how this flow is part of our interconnection. Earth element within, earth element without. And now, moving our attention to the water element. So the water element can be felt in the saliva in the mouth, in the liquidity on the surface of the eye. That's most where we can feel it most directly. And also in the softness of the muscle. We know that the circulatory system, the blood, is largely water. The fluids of the lymphatic system, the digestive system, so the characteristics of the water element are liquidity, wetness, and cohesion. So cohesion in that when we add water to dry earth, it binds it together. And the liquids of our body bind the body together through primarily the circulatory system, which brings fuel and oxygen, digested nutrients and oxygen to all the cells. And so contemplating that the water that is in our bodies is the same water that has been nourishing life on Earth since life emerged on Earth. This water that was drunk by single-celled organisms and dinosaurs and empires, emperors and peasants and so on, for the history of life on Earth, is the water that is in our bodies. And it's been circulating through the lakes, the oceans, the rivers, the clouds, being evaporated and then raining down continually. For millennia. And this water is also in the sap of trees. It permeates the earth and nourishes the life that is there, that lives below, animal life and vegetation that sends roots into the earth to supply it with water. So feeling the water in the body, sensing the water in the digestive system, the water in the blood, the water in the lymphatic system. And contemplating internally and externally, as I drink water, this water has come from wells, perhaps, and it nourishes and hydrates our bodies, and then we excrete it back, goes back into the earth, cycles through the many different hydration cycles of which I'm not familiar. So internally and externally, taking in that the earth is my body, the lakes, the oceans are my body. Mammals learned to carry the ocean in the body to generate new life in the gestation of new life. The embryo goes through different stages of evolution. And it does so in that embryonic fluid, which is a kind of a way that we have evolved to give that milieu, that matrix for development to the fetus, until it is ready to be born. And so we carry the ocean in the body when those of us who have been pregnant or are pregnant, are nourishing and nurturing that life within our bodies. So So contemplating the water element internally and externally. Feeling it in a felt way in the body, and bringing our imagination to contemplate it in the many, many forms that we find it around us. And earth element, water element, fire element. So the fire element is associated with temperature, with heat, and also with transformation. So we can feel the fire element's presence in the body, or the coolness, perhaps on the surface. You might notice that if you bring your attention into the core of the body, there's a quality of warmth and bringing attention to the surface of the body. It's cooler. So both the warmth and the coolness have to do with the fire element. And the warmth in our bodies is derived from the sun. We eat plants which have discovered an amazing capacity to transform the light from the sun and the heat from the sun into sugars, which can then be burned in the body. Or if we eat animals, we're eating that transformed sunlight from the animals that we may eat, the animal products. And so all of the heat in the body is derived from the sun. And is carried, the nutrients, the sugars, are carried to all of our cells through the blood system. And so fire which burns is burning carbon, which is plant life that has been dried of its liquids. Perhaps if it's oil, it's been compressed and transformed through decomposition and becomes able to be burned to supply heat and energy. so aware of the fire element in the body, how we can transform it, transform the sugars which carry the energy from the sun, and burn that energy for our life, to fuel our life, and how all the other animals on earth are doing the same thing. And bringing to mind the mutuality of our life with the plant life. And that actually brings us into a contemplation of the air element. So the air element is characterized by motion, vibration, oscillation. So the air element, of course, is most directly known by our breathing in and breathing out. So we also can consider when we reflect on the air element, we can reflect on the spaces in the body which contain different gases, the stomach, the intestines, and so on. So the vibration movement through space is a quality of the air element. It's associated with the air element. Sound travels on air. The vibrations of sound travel on air to our ears. And we live in a mutuality with plant life in that we are breathing out carbon dioxide as a waste gas and breathing in the oxygen, which is emitted or created through the breathing of plants. Breathing of trees, taking in carbon dioxide for the work of photosynthesis and breathing out oxygen. So considering the air element all around us, filling the space around us, this atmosphere which supports our lives, the life of Earth. So precious, so rare, as we are discovering, to have an atmosphere that supports life. At what moment, when I breathe in, is this breath mine? Or when I breathe out, is it not mine? This body that we cling to as me and mine arises in dependence upon, contingency upon these elements, which are part of all of the life around us. So this body, the skeleton, this form, our hair, our teeth, our eyes, our flesh, all are continually being reconstructed from the world around us. Our body is nature. The body is nature. Looking around at nature is looking in a mirror. We are that. That is what we are. It's only the mind that objectifies and fixes a misperception of a separate, solid, permanent self that sees that our life is somehow something that takes place in nature, that somehow we're in a space which is outside of us, but we are permeated through and through. And part of that life, which is us and is around us. This sense, this idea or belief of being distinct from or outside of nature imposes a sense of ownership and control. We want to shape and we don't honor the intricate interconnection of life, our lives, and the life around us. Each of these elements can be contemplated also in a sequence in the order of our dependence for our moment-to-moment existence on these elements. For example, we could live for perhaps some weeks, or perhaps even months, without food, without the replenishment of the earth element. But we could only live for days without water. And without heat, our body would cease to function if we went seriously below our normal temperature of 98.6 Fahrenheit. I show my American roots. And without air, we can only exist for minutes. So, as we consider our dependence for life on our interdependence, our intra-connection with all of life, compassion can arise for the precarity of all life forms which share this dependence upon the necessary conditions to survive. We share this precarity, this delicacy of needing a certain balance of conditions. And our hearts can open with compassion as we consider the many places where these conditions are not present right now. Extreme heat, extreme cold, flooding, lack of water, lack of food. And so let's spend a few minutes contemplating in whatever way feels supportive and appropriate to you, feeling into the elements or just contemplating the interdependence, the precarity of life. Recognizing that this body that we think of as me or mine is so dependent and intertwined with all of life. May all beings have what they need for life. May all beings live with ease. May all beings come to liberation.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.